I mean, in the proposals that were brought yesterday to the European Parliament,
yes.
We, you know, one of the immediate demands is for an entity within the European Parliament to investigate the cases which we have put forward in the Lima Tribunal, and also in the, well, more in the more intermediate term, to the need to set up an official center in Europe which would monitor the activities of European transnational corporations outside of Europe, but also inside Europe, because in our work as a bi-regional network, we really try to see the connections between how these operate in Europe and how they operate abroad. And in the longer term, we see the absolute necessity of setting up a new normative framework and mechanism. So, like, the judgment of Lima is a judgment that, European transnational corporations and European governments are co-responsible in crimes against humanity, and we want to develop together with others who see and acknowledge the huge gap there is in institutional regulation of transnational corporations, in, for example, in exploring the possibility of the International Criminal Court taking on economic crimes. But this is more for the longer term. But we believe that it's very, very necessary. So, for example, we also presented at the hearing in Brussels yesterday the upcoming Enlanzando Alternativas Summit of the Peoples, which will be held in Madrid next May on the occasion of the Europe-Latin America Summit. The heads of state will be meeting there. And it's also the bicentennial of Latin American independence from European colonization. So on the one hand, we want to put very much on the political agenda the neo-colonial charter, in a sense, that's being pursued through these transnational corporations in Latin America, but also to bring to the tribunal the role of the European Union on the one hand and its complicity with the activities and operations of transnational corporations, but also the European and Latin American governments. So, we see this as an integrated whole. Transnational corporations do not operate outside of the frameworks of impunity created by governments and by the European Union in particular, in the way in which it has been embracing the interests, the interests of transnational corporations.
One more question. Also, the United Nations have a role here.
And, yes.
Also, their role has been leveled down, as far as I understand, a couple of decades ago, maybe 10 or 20
years
ago.
Yes, you're absolutely right, Mattea. We were in Geneva on October 5 and 6, just this past month, at a major consultation that was being held there by John Ruggie, who is the representative of the Secretary General of the UN. And unfortunately, the rather solid work that had been done in the UN in the 70s and 80s has been completely derailed by this work now of this representative of the Secretary General of the UN for business and human rights, in the sense that it is a completely voluntary code based on a consensus around corporate social responsibility, but it's completely up to the transnational corporations as to how they will implement corporate social responsibility. And there is no mechanism for obliging them to have certain standards, obliging them to even uphold the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. I mean, it's a completely toothless approach, unfortunately, But we do see that within the UN, I mean, in the Human Rights Commission, there, you know, there is also a, the possibility to pursue a much stronger approach from within the UN and to challenge this soft approach of the Ruby Initiative.